My name is Wayne G. Price. I'm 58 years old.
My name is Sherry Rakers Price. I'm 57 years old. Hi, Wayne.
Hello.
I was thinking it would be interesting to talk about how you started carving.
It all got started in 12 years old, going through the public schools here in Haines and not doing that well. But they offered a program where I could go from the school and go to the Alaska Indian Arts in Port Chilkoot and take carving lessons from the master carvers. It was a big turnaround in what became the destiny of my life.
So, did you know that you wanted to carve?
Oh, yes. It was. I remember watching my dad carve and looking up at the table saying, that's what it's going to be. And you could walk into any wood shop where they're working on a totem pole and smell the red cedar or smell the yellow cedar, and they just draws you in. And I spent 9 years working at Alaska Indian Arts. They were the go-to place for the start of a big resurgence in Native art in Southeast Alaska. So, but it was a 9 or 10 year apprenticeship.
It seems that apprenticeships are very different today.
Well, the whole world is different. But learning how to carve, that's going to not change too much. I think today everybody wants it right away. And has to be instant. And the art doesn't work that way. It takes time. It takes a long time. That's the nature of Northwest Coast art. It's it's viewed as simple, but it's not simple. Mm-mm. It's very complex. I have two apprentices working at the shop right now, and they're figuring out that you don't just pick up an adz and learn, become an adzer. It's going to take time. Now what we're doing is the dugouts is, we're just in the process of a resurgence of, I'm going to be teaching quite a few apprentices how to carve a dugout. So, you know, what I went to go to Alaska Indian Arts for, and basically they said, send that kid over there. And I went, and then my grades improved, and I did graduate, and, you know, so It was a lot of good came from that experience of having that opportunity to go and pursue at a young age what I was going to be when I grew up way back then. You know, it's a coming full circle, being able to now be the instructor and teach these young people that culture, traditions, stuff that makes a dugout, that are important. Hopefully, when it's all over, they're going to pursue, make their own dugout so that it doesn't pass into history. Education has, it's not just in a school sometimes, but the destiny of some is working with our hands. The electronic age, it's changed a lot of things, but I don't think we should forget being able to work with our hands and sharpen a knife and find a tree and make a monumental piece of artwork out of it. And that shouldn't go into history.